VX, monitor. 4SVX, this is KQ4WHN. Mark, good afternoon, sir.
KQ4WHN, W4SVX. I'm working on a bird of five thing. My mom can watch the birds with it. She don't have to be outside. And I'm trying to get my solar panel where to keep it charged up, pointed south, and I'm almost done. But, hey, I just ordered a new radio.
Good order.
It's a Yaesu FT-65R. When I bought it, it was because I'm taking that, what's it called? Satellite space communication through ham radio prep, and that's the radio they talk about, so it's pretty cheap. But hopefully, if I can get it programmed, I'll complete that course ever.
Directional antenna to pair with it so you can point up at satellites and the space station?
Well, I have a three-element Yagi, but it's not handheld. I can rotate it, but I might end up buying like a Arrow antenna or borrow one from somebody just to get my next class or my next step done. I'm 48% complete, but I got to track a satellite and hear it before I go to less than 7 or 8. I think it's 8.
A discipline that I have not taken up. I feel like I've got enough to go through and learn, but I will definitely pick your brain when you get through that to see what lessons you've learned as you go through it.
Absolutely. Really, it's not that complicated. I probably could go ahead and check this lesson off because I did slow scan television with International Space Station, but I'm going it by the way they're doing it, but the lesson I'm on now, they're tracking RS-44, but you don't have to use that one. You can use anyone, but the reason they picked that one is because it's so high up. Let me drop a second. Of the International Space Station. I think it's like 1,500 kilometers or something like that. But they transmit a CW signal every 20 or 30 seconds, I think. And it's got a good, path distance. So you probably got like 20, 30 minutes to get a signal from them. And it just keeps repeating that RS-44 at Morse code.
And your target's not racing across the sky in 8 minutes. That definitely makes it a little less of a challenge.
I've watched the video two or three times, and I write notes every time. It's not, I'm watching it on my phone, so it's not really easy to fast forward and rewind like you had a DVR or whatever. But yeah, they compensate for Doppler shift, but they were using I forget the model number. It was a ICOM 705, I think. But then the instructor Jim, he was using a Kenwood handheld. But it don't account for Doppler shift too much. But if you know the angle and the azimuth, you can kind of pretty much get a good educated guess. You'll probably be able to hit it somewhere.
Doppler shift and changing frequencies throughout the UHF scale as you're tracking the satellite and staying on top of it that way, it just seems like a lot to maintain while you're pointing an antenna directionally at something and trying not to blast it with more than 5 watts. It just seems like a lot to do all at once.
It might be helpful to have somebody else, but with the International Space Station, I've learned if you get a good pass, like a 50% plus pass, and the time is coming overhead to at your location wherever you live, then you got a pretty good chance to get it. Me and my brother-in-law have been playing around with it for a year or two now. He's excellent, but he's got better antenna though. But anyway, we had one pass not long ago. It was like, maybe a few months. It was like 80% pass. It was a real good pass, and we both got a lot of good pictures coming off the International Space Station.
Do a QSO via one of the birds yet?
My step in my lesson else to listen, and in one of the further lessons, it is making contact with a satellite. Probably even the International Space Station, but that one there is almost impossible, I think.
Folks up there with the radio turned on, just like any other QSO, so when they turn it on, they make a big deal out of publicizing it, and the whole world hits them all at once, so it's a challenge. But no, I was thinking more of just bouncing radio waves off of a bird and getting somebody, you know, maybe 1,500 miles away on UHF. I think that would be fascinating.
Yeah, I'm going to try to let the repeater get out of there. But, yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about it. But so far as of yet, I haven't made any contact from a satellite for a DX station, but it's possible. But like you said, the International Space Station, you got a million people trying to get it. You have to be extremely lucky and a good path to get it.
Station break. This is KQ4LOO. What frequency do they operate off of? Do you know?
I do know, but I don't remember right off the head. I can try to look it up and find out for you. Lord, I think. Let me look at it for you.
KQ4LOO, standing by, listening.
So you're talking about trying to do slow scan television with the International Space Station, that's correct?
Just being able to talk to them, because I've heard a lot of people say they've been able to actually make contact with them.
Give me a second. It's going to take me a minute to pull it up, but I'm going to do a Google search. But I want to say it's in the 70-meter range one I was doing. Actually, it might have been 2 meters. I want to say 148.000, but let me check for you real quick.
Interrupt your conversation. I was just very curious about that when I heard you talking about it. Sorry for the other station.
No, we're just chatting, and that's one of those things that I would love to just listen in on and get a better understanding with. So that's a good question that I'll wait for the answer as well.
Appreciate it, because, yeah, same here. I'm just curious about it too myself. It'd be very interesting to listen in.
Roger that, guys. KQ4WHN, I can't remember your call sign. I think it was KQ4YOO. But anyway, I found it. The one I'm obsessed with is 145.800 megahertz FM. And you should be able to get the International Space Station with that. And also they use 437.800 FM, but that's amateur radio repeater. I've never even tried that, so hope that helps a little bit.
Robert Info, I'll be standing by again. Let y'all resume your conversation. KQ4LOO, standing by.
I want to also mention, if you can do it with an HT, that's what I've used, but not sure if there's any tones on it or not, but I ain't seen it right now. But I do know that you gotta turn your squelch all the way to nothing. I mean, you hear that noise, you know, the squelch is wide open. You want it low. And you'll take you download an app on your phone called Robot 36. And it pulls up, you know, the signal. And you hold your phone just close to the radio where you can hear it like normal voice. And it'll start filling in the picture when it gets them tones, and then next thing you know, you got a picture there. Does that make any sense?
Using that simultaneously as your radio?
Yeah, I've did it in my car with my mobile rig, but when you're, like, if you look at the tracker, when you know the space station is going to be a good pass above you, you know, say it was like 5 o'clock, you know, start a little early to get your radio working and everything, but you want to aim it at that azimuth and have it tune into that frequency, and then you need to have that Robot 36 on your app playing in the background. It'll be pink at first, and then the closer it gets, it'll start filling in green, blue, and then next. You only got about 4 or 5 minutes, and then it'll start filling in a picture. If it's good, get a good quality picture, but a lot of them ain't that great, but it's still neat because they do like, let me drop a second.
I appreciate the information. I'm going to go back and send it by.
I don't really have much time to mess with it, but the last one they had, it was, I probably got 6. But it's pretty cool. It's fun. It's fun to do.
And what do you use to track the orbit of the space station so you can plan your day?
One, I think it's called Heavens Above, if I'm not mistaken. It's an app, too. Heavens Above, you can track it, and then they got, I just wrote it down a minute ago, they got one, I know it works with satellites, it's G-Predict, it's an app, and then they also have, you can probably get it on Android or Apple, it's called ISS Detector, with an add-on for amateur radio, but any of those which should show you the International Space Station, you know, abilities, but the satellites don't really look into that too much, to be honest with you.
That's something to entertain me next weekend. That's it's what I do all the time is I get exposed to something and go, ooh, that would be fun, and suddenly I don't have a spare moment because I'm busy geeking out, but you keep doing that. I'm destinated, and I'm going to take the dog inside and see Grandma, but other than that, have a fantastic day today, sir, and we'll talk to you later. This is KQ4 WHM.
Yeah, roger that, Mark. I will mention this, though, real quick. I think there was somebody else trying to get in, but emergency, a health emergency on the International Space Station. That crew came home and they're sending another crew up there, but they also had a problem with the radio, the Kenwood radio they're running. So they canceled the mission for the last opportunity. So we don't know yet when it's going to come. But you can also follow them on Facebook. I'll get out of the way, W4SGX.
JX, that was our resident Kerchunker trying to chime in. I can tell his voice when he does what he does. Anyways, this is KQ4LOO. I'll be standing by and monitoring.
Yeah, roger that. KQ4YOO. The name here is Brad. I didn't catch your name, my friend.
Quebec 4 Lima, Oscar Tau. And I'll be standing by.
Yeah, roger that. I got your call sign. What was your name there?
Zentangle Alpha Lima.
This is Brad. Standing by as well. I got to get ready for work tomorrow, but it's great talking to you. Now, if I can't find any more information out, I'll holler at you and give it to you.
I certainly appreciate it. Hello, Kerchunker. We're tracking you, just so you know. You're going to get caught.
What?
Got to say more than that. A lot more. Like, as in, like, a lot more.
Fine or something.
He does this. He acts like he's retarded. I mean, he tries to sound like he's retarded. He's not. He thinks he's just above getting caught. That's all that is.
That's all right. Maybe one day he'll grow up and get a license.
His stuff gets confiscated. And he has facing years in prison and tens of thousands of, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of fines. He'll figure it out.
4SBX, I'll be on the side listening. Put it in a moment.